to permitting the Holy Spirit to unravel this lesson to you, where Jesus began to teach, began to talk about going away, began to talk about us taking his place by doing the same thing. But if we're going to do the same thing Jesus did, we're going to have to function as Jesus did. Did you understand that?
Yes,
see, if we're going to do the works and the greater works in which he did, we're going to have to function under the same power in which he was. How many agree with that?
Yes,
now remember, Jesus was a man like you and I, operating under the Father's instruction and the Holy Spirit anointing. And we can do the same thing. So in John 14, we're going to begin reading at the 10th verse. But every voice is a street. See, every voice has a street this morning. And I want you to travel on that street for a moment in every voice. And I know if I get tied up in those voices, you'll be standing up the rest of the service. So I'm going to try to read them without getting in them too much, because I got some principles I'm going to teach you from these verses. It's a long subject. They're going to shorten it down. But permitting the Holy Spirit to do the works and the greater works through you. Permitting the Holy Spirit, I would add on to do the works of Jesus and the greater works of Jesus through you. And I want to say a Nike expression, just do it. You're qualified to do it, and you're going to get some pointers this morning that are going to make you stronger in the spirit, stronger in your ministry, what God has called you, whatever facet God is using you in. There's so much power available. You heard I say it? And there's so much unused power. So many times we try to do things on our own strength with scriptures. No, unless the Lord breathes on the scripture, the scripture is just like you, incapable. The letter without the spirit is, Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. What they testify about? My spirit and my life. All right, in the 10th verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father? Jesus is testifying here. And the Father in me. It's a question. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. Now, the end of that verse is very important here. End of that voice, sit down. End of that voice is very important. The end of that voice is very important. You cannot miss this. If you miss this, you're going to miss the whole organization of the kingdom. If you miss this, you're going to miss every scripture, every miracle, every sign, every wonder, every answered prayer. You're going to miss it if you miss the end of this voice. If you don't let the Holy Spirit bring you to understand at the end of this voice, oh, my, I got stuck already. What the end of the voice says? Say it with some dignity. What?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus
doeth the work. Now, that's a clincher. That's a secret right there. That's a secret of power. That's a secret of us doing exploit, because now I know I don't have to do it. So I can put my little pad down and lean heavier on what he says. He doeth the work. Even Jesus knew that. The reason Jesus was so powerful, Jesus said, man, I'm not doing this. Jesus had two beings with him. He had the Father and the Holy Ghost. The same three beings we have with us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You get ready to do the work. With that threefold empowerment, You cannot be denied. You cannot be stopped. And you cannot be sidetracked. Because they're too powerful. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Say it, the Father, the Son. Now say, I'm ready. See, when you got those three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're ready. But I just want you to get that point. Underline that, because that will remove your weariness. And that will remove the question, how can these things be? When you need a miracle, that little statement will remove the question. Oh, you did not, are you getting it? No, I'm gonna get stuck yet. See, he doeth the work. I'm not doing this, he's doing it. But he wanna do it through me. Bible said Christ in me. The hope of glory, or the hope of success, or the hope of victory. You can add all that to that right there. All right, so then you got that. You got that underlined? Then I want you to go back up and underline the first word in that verse. What's the first word in verse 10? Okay, I want you to get that. All right, verse 11. Believe, underline that first word. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the work's sake what the Father doing. Evidence. The church have to have evidence that they are not on their own and they're not working by their own strength. When an unbeliever talks to a Christian, they ought to be in the presence of somebody who has some evidence that I can do something different than this world can do. I am a pilgrim. I am a stranger. I am an ambassador from another country. I'm endowed with power that you've never seen before. That's what the world should be seeing in us. Believe that I'm in the Father, verse 11, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now, verse 12 has been a twister throughout the body of Christ. He says, verily, verily, or truly, truly, amen, amen. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. On the line, I will do it. We're not talking about prayer here, you know. He said, if you demand, command, anything in my name and know what my name means, I'm going to do it. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it and give you credit. Then he moved into another, verse 15, now we're moving because we're actually picking up ingredients for the work. The work, you got to have the name of Jesus. You got to have connection with the Father. We're going to talk about it in a few moments. And now He steps off in the 15th verse to the higher power, the highest power in the spirit. The highest power in the spirit. I was ministering in Plainview, and 33 people answered the altar call. And I was about, I don't know how many, about 10 had come up, and all of a sudden the Lord said, ask me to put my compassion in you. I said, all right, Lord. They heard me. You can hear it on the tape. I said, Lord, I need your compassion right now. Put your compassion in my voice. See, Jesus, one of the main reasons Jesus was functioning so powerful, he was functioning. Now, you got to listen to me now, because I can't hear myself. Jesus was functioning the Father. When you operate in love, you're functioning. Not in the Father, you function in the Father. Love is the greatest function of the kingdom. Why? Because God is love. So when you're operating in love, you function in the Father. Man, some of y'all let that went over your head, man. God, no. If you want to function the Father, not function in the Father. If you want the function of the Father is functioning in love. So he goes to it here in his 15th verse now. He's given us ingredient, what Jesus given us ingredient in what he was using to permit the Father to perform his purpose and his plans through him. Certain things you have to know. Certain things you have to know. My, my, my. Every time you love, you function in the Father. So Jesus said in the 15th verse, in the same lesson, he's teaching them about the greater works. It works. If you love me, keep my commandment. What a combination. Love in the word. Love in the word. And then he said, he goes on to give us some more ingredients. He said, I will pray the Father, and he should give you another comforter. Now, to have another, you had to have one. He's saying, I've been your comforter, but I'm sending you another one. That because I'm about to leave you. This one's going to abide with you forever. Can I talk to you this morning? Now, notice verse 17 to give us some things about this. Even the spirit of, he called him the spirit of truth. If you want miracle signs and wonders and you want power in your life, you're going to have to operate not in just truth. You're going to have to operate in the spirit of truth. I tell you, we're going to go to plowing here in a few minutes. I'm just warming the horse up here right now. I'm going to turn them loose in a few minutes. We got some things I want to say, the Lord want to say to you this morning. And when I say I want to say to you, I'm talking about the Lord. All right. Even the spirit of truth, when the world cannot receive because it sees him, not neither knoweth him, but you know him. Now this is powerful. For he what? And shall what? Now we in that period. Now he's not just dwelling with us. He's in us now. Jesus said, I will not leave you comforted. I will come to you yet a little while in the world. Sees me no more, but you see me. Isn't that something? Look what he said at the end of his voice. What did he say? Because what? Now, listen to me. In another realm, Jesus is not talking about a flesh life here. He's talking about, because I live in this realm, you can live in this realm also. Why? Because you're connected to me. Because I can do miracles, you can do miracles too. Because I raise people from the dead, you can raise people from the dead too. Because the Father doing the work. And I'm functioning in the Father. Love. And the Holy Spirit is here. Because I live, one scripture says, in him we live. That is, we move and we have our being. So you go on, I'm going to read this right quick, then I'm going to start giving you some pointers that can help you become quicken in this. He says, in the 20th verse, at that day you shall know that I am the Father and you in me and I in you, all wrapped up, is it? Verse 20, we all wrapped, tangled up right there. You see that? All right. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, Jesus talking, and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not his carriage, Lord, how is it will thou manifest thyself unto us and not in the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, verse 23, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And then he said, and we, now I'm not coming by myself now, and we will come unto him, and look at that last statement, and make our abode with him. Well, yeah. In order to grasp this, there are three other verses found in John chapter 3 that I want you to read with me. I want you to get involved. John chapter 3, I want you to look at verse 27, verse 30, and verse 34. Those three verses maximize a person to do the ability, with the ability to do the work of Christ. John 3:27, 3:30, I believe, and 3:34. Those are three maximizing verses. They'll maximize you in the potentials of carrying out the works of Jesus. He said that a man can receive, read it. All right, now, you understand that? Read it again. Now, you recognize that the works and the greater works, actually, they manifest here on earth, but their content is in the spirit world, or their source is from heaven. The source of the work and the greater work that he's talking about is from heaven. And then here we're told that a man can receive nothing unless he what? All right, so now Jesus talked about a man can't do nothing except you abide in me. You can't do nothing. You can't receive nothing, you see. You can't fake this. No, you can't fake this. You can't fake the real thing anyway. And then, in my study about intercessors, they got the cleansing heart principle. Because we're going to this next verse, the 30th verse. You must commit self-suicide. Because self, you must... Nobody can kill you. Nobody can kill your nasty, ugly ways. You're going to commit suicide yourself. You understand what I'm saying? In the aspect of you're going to have to yield to the Spirit so you can die. He must increase. Look, notice that voice. You got it? 30th voice. What did it say? Notice it didn't say it. Notice what it didn't say. He may increase. It's carrying the same word where he said you must be born again. If we're going to function in the spirit realm, he must increase. And I, the only way that's going to happen is Galatians 2:20. You've got to come to the realization that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. In plain, ordinary Darrow words, you got to die. You're going to function in the spirit realm. Self and flesh and your ideas, your strength, your abilities going to contaminate the move of God. You're just going to die and let the Holy Ghost take over. Are you seeing this? He must increase and I must decrease. How that going to happen? Yielded, submitted, surrendering to him by faith. And then we get to this powerful verse there in the 34th verse. Man, that thing powerful. He in whom God hath sent, not he who went. He whom God have sent. Now, look what's happening. Speaketh the word. What do you do? What he does? Speaketh the word of who?
God.
Yeah, speaketh the word of God. Now that has to be spirit and life there. If you're gonna speak the word of God, somebody need to get blessed. Not just tickle, bless. Because the word of God comes and bring manifestation. But he said, and give him the Spirit. How you give the Spirit to him? I can't hear you. What that mean without measure? Huh? No limit. Thank you. That mean an overflow? More than enough? All right, now one more scripture. Now, it's so much. John 7:37. All I'm doing is taking you to John 7:37 to tell you that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have made it possible for you to function just like Jesus. See, I talked to my leader this morning. There's no Calvary without a Gethsemane. There's no Calvary without a Gethsemane. You got to go to Gethsemane first, where you die, where you surrender, where you say, not my will, Lord, let thy will be done. You got to die at Gethsemane even before you kill at Calvary. Calvary can't take you out of Gethsemane, don't take you out first. You got to be taken out on your knees before you start quoting scriptures. Self-will, self-power, self-strength die in Gethsemane. Amen. Now, the 37th through the 39th verse of John 7 tell us that we're in the same category with Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, they put us in the same category. In Acts 2, they had the Spirit without measure. They had so much Spirit, they started talking this crazy language that nobody could understand. They didn't understand themselves sometimes, but all I know is something good going on. Get out of our shop, ta-ta. But see, when the Spirit, see, that's what the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongue is. You're coming out of a non-measure of the Spirit. All right? Now, to do the work of Jesus, you got the three voices. You know, you say that the Spirit, out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. To do the works of Jesus, let's go to work now. You ready to go to work? Yes, Jesus revealed that to do his work, one of the main and first things you have to get straight, connection. I'm connected with someone that is greater than me, greater than this world, greater than any problem I come up against. I'm connected. Say I'm connected.
I'm connected.
Don't ever forget you connect who you're connected to. Jesus tried to explain it in John 15. He said, I'm the vine, you the branches. Don't forget that. You connected the sap out of me running into you. See, I'm connected. I'm not connected to no denomination. See, I'm not connected to no man or woman. I'm connected to the Lord. Are you connected? That connection causes you to operate at a different level. Jesus said, trying to tell them, boy, what he said, boys, I'm connected. I'm connected to the Father. I'm connected to the man's soul. I'm connected to the man himself. You must always remember, children, that you're connected. No matter what's going on, remember that you're connected. Secondly, you getting this? And verse 10 and 11 reveal that in John 14, if you want to go back there. The connection. The Lord Jesus started explaining his connection. Your next tight moment when things seem like they're not going to work out, because you're a child of God, remind yourself, I'm connected to somebody who can handle this. See, are you hearing me? You see what I'm saying? I didn't ask you how holy you were. I know you have made some mistakes. I'm talking about connection here now. He'll clean that out. See, that's why the enemy condemns us in our weaknesses. But we got to keep reminding myself, keep reminding yourself, the sap coming, the sap coming, the sap coming, the life coming, the power coming, the ability is coming. Why? I'm connected. The anointing is coming. Faith is coming. Why? I'm connected, man. Tell somebody next to you, don't you know I'm connected? Tell them. Oh, y'all tell them so sad. Tell them like you're connected, man. When you connected to a 220 line, there's some voltage going through you, man. You just, I'm connected, you know. Tell them that you got some voltage going through you. I'm connected. Tell them again. I'm connected. Then Jesus said, he that believeth on me. Now, the believing part is important. You've got to believe before you can receive. All through the scripture talk about believing. And so to do the works and the greater works, we got to believe that God has empowered us, instructed us, endowed us with his ability to do the work. So you just say, come out, you foul spirit. It's just in the name of Jesus. And just, you ain't gotta pull him out. He's gonna come out because you call him out. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Say it with some gunk, some power, some glory in your voice. I don't want you ministering to me tomorrow. Be healed. I don't think you about to knock me out. That's what I'm talking about. Be healed. You never saw no minister with no power talking with a little prissy voice. Like I don't know, you might be here. You know, some people, you might be here, you're not, but let's try. You got to believe. He said, and believe it. And you see, Jesus said, I'm not only have connection, but I'm being given direction. It's a deal with all your household problem. You're pushing a problem. Just take these points and deal with them. Because the Lord dealing with you twice here this morning. He's dealing with you personally, and he's dealing with you for your assignment he's giving you. You use the same power for both of them. Somebody like, Lord, what am I going to get out of this? You're going to get delivered out of this. That's what you're going to get. Because you're going to be able to use these same things to deliver your family with. Don't tell me nothing you don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. You're lying. Everybody wants something. Everybody, when you pray, you want something. When you read the scriptures, you want something. You can set up your altar. I'm just reading to talk to God. No, you want something. Lord, would you help this crazy husband I got? You want something with this crazy wife I got. You want something. And the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord. See, you got to have desire. You dead if you don't have no desire. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. He give you desire in your heart. You ain't got nothing in your heart. You ain't got no desire. What God gonna give you? Bubble gum? He said in the text, because I go unto my Father. Didn't he say that? Because I go to my Father, bespeaks resurrection power is about to become available. That I might know him. Turn to Philippians 3. Woo, I feel my cheerio. I think it's Philippians 3:10. Is that it, John? Talking to two John. Y'all don't know the Bible. That I might know him. Wait a minute, that's not all. See, a lot of folks know him. I know Jesus. But they ain't doing nothing, you know. No work, no greater work. Because they're shouting around about Jesus, 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 Jesus. And. Everybody stand up and do this and turn around. Because you got to get this power on you this morning. I don't want to just know him. I know him and the power of his resurrection, man. Woo, you got that? Sit down now, y'all gonna cut up. I don't just know him. I don't just know him, but I know him in what? No, say the whole thing, the power of what? Yes, sir, when Jesus rose, it was all over. Satan know it, but he won't own up to it. When Jesus got up, every demon in hell tried to keep him in the grave. He got out with no fight. Couldn't hold it. And it's the same way you ought to do the works and the greater works from resurrection power. I have resurrection power on the inside of me. Say it. I've been raised from defeat. I've been raised from failure. I have. I have triumph on the inside of me. Dominion on the inside of me. Authority on the inside of me. Victory on the inside of me. I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. Now, he talks about that. Look at the 13 and 14 chapter, 13 and 14 verse of this John 14 again. I want you to read that to me, 13 and the 14 verse, because we got to get this understood. We don't get this mixed up with prayer. I think prayer is in the 14 chapter, prayer in the name. We got both of them. We got commanding power in the name, demanding power in the name, and praying power in the name. Good God Almighty. You heard that? We got commanding power in the name. We got demanding power in the name. We got praying power in the name. And I want to tell you another one. You got undoing power in the name. Undoing what the devil did. Turning people loose. Undoing what the devil did. I said undoing what the devil did. That's the work of God. The Son of God was manifested that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. You got power to undo what the devil done. I got undoing power on the inside of me. I got doing power and undoing power. God, I wish somebody let me preach up here. I got doing power and undoing power. Whatever's right, I can do it. Whatever's wrong, I can stop it. Read the 13 and 14 verse of it. What? Wait, what is that? Hold up. Circle that. Whatsoever. Circle whatsoever. Next dog bark. The dog bark. Tell him he can't bite. Listen. Because you got to know, listen, this all inclusive. Not a case can come before you, you can't handle. Talk to me, somebody up in here. Ooh, I feel my Cheerio. Come on, stick it out a little bit. Ooh, not a case. Listen to me. Now, I'm a child of God. Christ lives on the inside of me, right? The Holy Ghost live on the inside of me, right? I got the Word of God working on the inside of me, right? There's not a case I can't have. If I need a miracle, that is. If I need a sign, that is. If I need a wonder, that is. That's how we roll. Tell somebody, this is how we roll. Tell them. I will never again in my life come up against an impossible force. I'm taking the word impossible out of my vocabulary. Because I got possibilities on the inside of me. Ooh. What do you say if you ask anything in my name? Whatsoever you ask in my name? What do you say you do? How you go? What's up? You ask my name. What he said? What he said? That. He said that in there? Man, I didn't know that. It said that. That will I do. That what you ask. That what you demand. That what you, that what you command in my name. That's what I'm going to do. You know what Jesus is saying? Your debt run my doing. Your debt run my doing. I can't do nothing unless you give me a debt about it. Let me go back to that crucial word, whatsoever. I'm not too smart, but I ain't too dumb either. I know what whatsoever means. That means nothing can stop you. Tell your neighbor nothing can stop you. And tell them whatever has been stopping you has deceived you. And tell them from this day forward, you will not be deceived anymore. Use the power that's on the inside of you. Hey, oh my, I'm glad I'm at church today. Glory to God. Use the power on the inside of you. Read that next voice. What that 14th voice say? The Lord losing it. Jesus losing it. He said, whatsoever. Now he's getting his voice, say anything. This just got loose. That's it. Say, see, how can I tell it to him? And see, I told him whatsoever. Let me tell him anything. What anything mean? Wow. Listen. That's everything, isn't it? Listen. That's all things, isn't it? And I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. Listen. Anything. Good God Almighty. What left out? Why you keep getting left out then? I mean, nothing left out. Why you keep getting left out? Because you don't know that your faith is so powerful, that your voice is so powerful, that you can move mountains. Sycamine tree can be rooted up with your voice. You have to grab that. You have to say, wow. That's why he said, you have overcome them, little children. 1 John 4:4. Because what? Greater. What? Greater. Not great. The greater work is simple. The work and the greater work is simple if you follow these instructions. Making demand and command in my name belong to you. Making command and demand in my name belong to you. Listen to him talk to you. Making commands and demands in my name belong to you. Then he says, you don't have to do it now. Just make the command. Make the demand and I'm going to do it. You ought to act like you slept with Jesus last night. Every day you should act like that. Amen. Then when you get down to the 15th verse and the 20th to the 23rd verse, I'm just give you these things as the Lord. Love is the most powerful ingredients of the kingdom. Because when you operate in love, it's God's functioning. Let me get down to the 16 and 18 verses. The spirit of truth must be involved in every move you make. And what it denotes, Nita, is power in the spirit. See, if the spirit of truth is involved in everything you do, that means you are operating in the power of the Spirit. See, Jesus returned to Jerusalem in the power of the Spirit. He left full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, pulled out the sword of the Spirit, whooped Satan, and came back in the power of the Spirit. It was Spirit. It was Spirit wall to wall. See, the Spirit of truth will keep you in the spirit arena, and your flesh and your senses and your sick cousin won't be able to pull you out. I believe God. You know what I'm saying? You see, you got people who don't know the engine on the inside of them. They don't know the engine but running the thing. They're Christian, but they're cornered. They don't know the engine. And so you start telling them about what you're going to do, and they say, oh, Lord, she done went off following Thompson. Thompson ain't doing too bad. I'll follow him too. He ain't doing too bad. I've been married by the grace of God. I've been married over 40 years, happily married. Got all my children in the church preaching the gospel. All my grandchildren getting primed up to preach. My children standing right around the corner from me. They ain't in another state. I could holler at my grandchildren come running down the road. That's the blessing of the Lord, man. You ain't got no business living no normal life. Lady say, driving like that in our community. I say, I own half of the community. You better talk to me. Where your house at? Where you live at? She wouldn't tell me. She kept telling me about over here. I said, I don't know what over here. I got a bunch of houses over here. I'm blessed intentionally. I'm blessed. Say it. I'm blessed on purpose. We got to have some evidence. Faith produces. Faith is evidence, but faith produces evidence. Two sides of faith. It called things that be not and do it well, but things show up. And then he said, because I live, you should live also. I want you to write a note. Promotion in the spirit realm. Promotion. I say it right now. Everybody on the sound of my voice, I pronounce on you promotion in the spirit realm. Now, Gwen, when I say promotion in the spirit realm, that means promotion everywhere. If you ever get promoted in the realm of the spirit, promotion comes everywhere then, because the spirit world runs everything. If it don't exist, God say, I'll create it for you. It's time for the refreshing of the presence of the Lord. It's time for the Lord to reign. Let him reign. Time for him to rule. The time for him to regulate. The Lord is my shepherd. The time for the Lord to do some things. Loose him and let him go. Good God Almighty. Sitting right. Sit down right. We are enforcers and doers of the work of Jesus. Get that? We are enforcers of the works of Christ. See, the work of Christ and Jesus, same thing? Yeah, but you're getting other dimension here. See, Christ is the yoke removing, burden destroying power of God, a yoke destroying, burden removing power of God. See, Christ, Jesus Christ and the Lord, they're the same person, but the name take on new significance. And see, we are enforcers of the work of Christ, enforcers of the works of the Holy Spirit. We are. Are you listening? Now, I'm going to pronounce something on you now. Let's have some impartation up in here. May the Holy Spirit grant all of us this very moment the kingdom of God enforcer anointing. May it rest on you breast to breath. That may, as you leave and go out into your various occupation this week, you go out as an enforcer anointed to do the work of Jesus. Anointed to do the greater work. Anointed to set the captive free. Anointed to heal the sick. Anointed to call demons out and tell them go drown themselves in the Mississippi River. Sit down. 2 Peter. You must know this. It takes the right relationship. You got to be right in relationship in order to function as a worker for God, an enforcer of the things of God. And Peter talks about his divine power, the third verse, 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power. Look at 1:3. Look at 1. Y'all got to know this. Look at 1:3. Y'all got a Bible?
Yes, sir.
You came up here without a Bible? 2 Peter 1:3. Read that to me. He talk about divine power. Now, the same verse, he's talking about exceeding precious promises. He does the next verse. Next verse. All right, I want you to get divine power. You got to know about divine power. You got to know your packet. Packing. Sometimes I pack a pistol. And I got a permit, you know. Sometimes you, people don't answer to prayer. So sometimes I'll be packing, Gene. I'll be packing. Yeah, sometimes I'll be packing. Chris, you got to pack sometimes. I might be packing out. Don't mess with me. Now, I'm not planning on hurting. I'm trying to get everybody to heaven. But if you mess with me and my wife, you're going early. I ain't about no praying. You're trying to hurt my family, man. I ain't about no praying. If you come over to my house, you just call Undertaker, because I'm just, I ain't going to pray with you. I ain't going to try to change you. Bam! I want to know. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that now. Y'all can call me unholy all y'all want, but me and the Lord got this thing, sell it. Divine power, exceeding great and precious promises. Huh? You've got the capability of becoming a partaker of his divine nature. Then you have the ability to escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, some more of y'all need to escape. Don't let sin run your life. Amen. See, when you're talking about the cleaning the heart principle, it get the word will cleanse all sin out your heart. But there's something else, a secret I won't tell you. Some of you all need to get, y'all got scars in your heart. What the other person did you. That blocked you from being powerful. So you not only have to let the Holy Spirit get the sins out, he got to get the scars out. When that person crossed you wrong, you knew you were trying to do the best you can, they crossed you wrong, set a trap for you, said something about you behind your back, somebody else come told you about it, and you say, I can handle it, but that thing building. Let it go. Let it go. What they're doing is neutralizing your power. That's Satan. That's a trick of Satan. Satan used people to mess you up. Satan used good friends and cousins. He loved to use your cousin. Ask Jesus. He loved to use your kinfolk, your mama. Yeah, your mama. He would try to use Jesus' mother. He tried to use his sisters and brother. Jesus in a great convention. They come in there to try to stop talking about, we won't talk family. We got some family talk about. Didn't even come to the meeting. Didn't have enough respect to come to the meeting, but now we're going to have a family business meeting. I got some of my kinfolk call me up every now and then, but they've done me wrong so long. I'm trying to help, let the Lord help me so to accept them now. I be this serious now. But I just, you know. No, I ain't got no scar in my heart. I got good sense. Shoot. You judging me up here talking about, he just talking about a scar. He got a scar in his heart. I ain't got no scar in my heart. I'm just going to wait till the Lord give me permission to do it. I ain't got time for no contamination. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. Secondly, we must keep the right fellowship. It might be the ninth thing I threw, the 20th thing, but I'm on my second now. We must keep the right fellowship. We must keep the right fellowship. That's right. That's the Lord telling us we can stay longer. This third one is very important to me. I've done it over the years. Many of you all have done this. But I'm going to say it now because it's going to be a greater blessing to you at this moment. We're talking about doing the work and doing the greater work. You have done this, but I want improvement on it myself. I'm going to tell you what it is in a few minutes. Let me talk about it a while for you. I want to make some improvement on this. Because I know if I make improvement on this, huh, that I'll be greater, of a greater vessel, fit for the master's use.
Yeah, yeah.
We must understand and partake of the Holy Spirit divine partnership. We must understand. So you got to understand it. And you got to understand how he work. And you got to yield to him. You know, you say, he don't work like a regular person, even though he is a person. You understand? Not to grieve him, not to quench him,
yes.
Not to resist him,
yes.
Not to try to tell him what to do.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is my partner. Huh? See, I have a partnership with the Holy Spirit. And in the process of that partnership, you listening? He imparts to me things that I could not have without his partnership. Like anointing, like power, like wisdom, lack understanding, lack knowledge. Boy, we're building something here now. We're building, establishing, and filling it with precious treasure. And you're dealing with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
The next thing you have to do is, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the putting down of stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into obedience to the things of Christ, and be ready to revenge after you have your obedience fulfilled. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 down through verse 6, I believe. Now listen, systematically tearing down strongholds that have hindered God's work. I'm going to add to it in your life. Systematically tearing them down. Stronghold is a hold, some ideal or some distraction or some condemnation or some confusion or some frustration that Satan have built in your soul and trying to get it over into your inner man and just trying to tear you down, trying to oppress you and depress you and distract you so he can sack you out. We're systematically tearing them down. Don't say you don't have them. You're lying like a dog. You do have them. Don't say you don't have them. You do have them. See, people don't like for me to talk like this. So don't be telling them, calling me no lie. Don't be calling me a dog. I say you're lying like a dog. I ain't call you a dog. You got dogs to bark and won't bite nobody. Yeah. You walk in the yard. You think you're dealing with a bad dog and you're dealing with a punk dog. He ain't gonna hurt nobody. He just barking. Some people got dogs just bark. Man, you got to have a dog. If I'm going to have a dog, he going to bite and bark. Bite first and bark after. Systematically tearing down. He tried to build them every day. Come on now. He tries to build a stronghold in marriages every day. He tried to build a stronghold between pastors and members every day. He tried to build a stronghold between fellow men every day. He tried to build them. I said, he tried to build them. Y'all like he don't try to build them over here. He tried to build them. You and your wife getting along good, and all of a sudden, y'all arguing, and you don't know what you're arguing about. You done said something stupid. Don't look at me like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You done said something stupid to mess up the whole night, the whole week. Might have messed a month up just running your mouth. Just shut up, man. I got a close, man. I'm blessed. I really got blessed. If you didn't learn nothing this morning, you just hopeless. As a goose in a basketball game. He can't even hold a ball. Activating the mighty spiritual law and principles of prayer in the spirit so that God's wills can rule on earth. I'm gonna kick out a few words and I'm gonna close. Compassion. Powerful word. Confidence, powerful word. Now, we're talking about in the realm of the spirit, all right? We're talking about spiritual compassion. Confidence, I'll just give you one. Connection, I did, all right? Commitment, these are all powerful words. Consecration, I belong to him. Taking dominion in doing the work. You are a dominator for the kingdom. You have dominion power on the inside of you. It's not only in you, but Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the spirit of the Lord is not only in me, it's upon me. That's for the work. See, you need to work on how you need the spirit upon you to do the work. Spirit already, but the spirit come upon you. That's when Jesus said he started doing his work. Heal the brokenhearted. Because the hand of the Lord is on me. Woo! Ooh, you know when a woman know that the hand of the Lord on her, a man know that the hand of the Lord, know that it got divine strength. See, God said, come on, I'm going to put, you just move, I'm going to put my hand in this. Wow. Then, it's a case that God want to warn you if you're going to do the greater way, No compromise. Quit compromising. Quit compromising to get along with somebody. I know about grace. I know about love. But you know, just some people are so crazy, you just can't keep compromising just to get along with them. Just tell them, get the hell on up out of here.
That's right. I see you, Dad.
I will try to be nice today. But you can't keep compromising with them people. You can't keep compromising. You've done this for them. You've done that for them. And they're just riding you and riding you. And they'll never do nothing you ask them to do. And you're just compromising. What you compromise to keep, that's what you lose.
That's right. That's right.
Then the next thing is, if you're going to do the greater works, you got refusing to be a coward. Next thing is fulfilling the commandment at all costs. Don't care whatever it takes to obey Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, what? Look at it. Turn your Bible to Isaiah 1:19. I'm trying to close. Isaiah, if you're willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
Yes, sir.
Here's another one. Not choking when you're facing the enemy limits. Well, he's going to try to cut you off. Don't choke.
Don't choke.
Don't choke. No, no. Keep moving. Because what God said. God said, you know what? You know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now. You know what? I ain't going to hold it no longer. I'm going to tell you right now. We have lied on the devil. I'm going to show you where we lied on the devil. There you go, my dear. Turn to John 10:10. We have been lying, me, you, and all of us, preachers. He behind it, but we missed somebody and put it on the devil. I know a man and woman was arguing one time. The woman stopped the car. Somebody said if the devil was in his car. And he stopped and one said, "Get if you get out, the devil will be out." Watch this now. You listening? Y'all got a minute? People have been pulling tricks on you and telling you it was the devil. That voice in 10:10. Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, might have more abundantly, right? Huh? Now, we always equated the thief in that voice to the devil. But the real thieves are people the devil using. Y'all don't want me to preach here now, y'all, because it's so easy to say the devil made me do it, like Flip Wilson used to do. Devil made me do everything. The devil made me. Yeah, he behind it. And matter of fact, he can't make you do nothing. That slick poison he used, like that slick serpent he used on Eve. He sending that slick poison to you. Talking all nice to you, and that person is about to lead you astray, and you don't even know it. My Bible. I gotta close it. My Bible. You're in John 10:10. I'm gonna close with it. Now, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Just go to one of them 20-minute churches if you want. Just go ahead on now. With your 20-minute self. Go on to that 20-minute church. After a while, they're going to be passing the sermon out the window as you pass through, like McDonald's. Pick it up.
Look out.
Where you going? I'll be right back. I'm going to pick my sermon up. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door first voice into the sheepfold, but clambered up some other way to Samuel, the thief and the robber. There's a thief right there and a robber right there. False preachers, false prophets. He that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter is open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he put his foot his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what thing they were, which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me, so in the new age, all you got is a bunch of thieves and robbers. Anybody who don't recognize Jesus is the thief that is in verse 10. Thieves and robbers. And so we're so busy watching the devil. I got your corner now, devil. But you ain't saw them other 19 demons that in people behind you. Eating at your table with you. The demon, the fork under the, you got a fork on top of the table and a fork under the table. You don't even see, and they're juking you all the time. You talking, how are you doing? So y'all got to have discernment. Who you run with. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. No, sit in the seat of the scornful. No, stand in the way of sin. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. Bring forth his fruit and seed. His leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever she or he do shall prosper. You got to have the spirit of discernment to do the work. See, because I remember one time I went to witness to a man. I know the Lord told me to go to that man. I took the wrong man with me. And the man turned on me. And for years, I didn't know why. I said, man, I just was telling him what the Lord told me to tell him. He said, no, Lord ain't told y'all come. And the wife, what he said? Lord ain't told y'all come here. I didn't catch that. Some 10 or 15 years later, the man told me, not directly. All he had to do was say a few words. Because he said some other things about the other man. The other man proclaimed to be such a Christian and always on the telephone doing all kind of old stuff. And the man is sinning, and watch him. And yeah, I got him as my hobbit. What do you call that thing? Tonto with me. I'm a long ranger. I live with that torment all those years, not knowing why I couldn't witness to that man. Watch who you run with. Don't run with everybody. Just because she got a pair of shoes like yours don't mean she connected to you. Anybody can wear them shoes. It's not the shoes, it's who in the shoes. Stand up on your feet. Give the Lord praise. Y'all can do better than that. Father, if there are a man or woman in the sound of my voice, a boy or girl need to make a decision, help them to walk to this altar.